This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. You can find us here on YouTube, and we encourage you to report for duty. Get trained up. War on the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. I want to encourage you right now to subscribe right here on YouTube to this channel. Smash the like button and share a link to our live chat room to everyone you know right there on Facebook. Get them to come on out and tune in and join in the fight against the host of hell. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons, tune in. We're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe. Everybody, welcome aboard. Let me just make sure I've got MixLR going. Yes, check on that. And give me just 2 seconds, folks. We'll turn back on our main feed there on YouTube. Okay, we got it. Dr. Sabrina, welcome back. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed in you, Brother Shannon, and your lovely family.
You know what? We're praising the Lord. He gave us another day to be alive, and so we're just occupying until he returns and takes us home. Amen?
Amen.
Folks, that's what we do. When the Lord takes you, your job is done. But until then, we keep working.
And Amen.
You know what? We're going to follow the example of Dr. Pat Holliday, who's with Jesus tonight. She did not quit. She finished the race, and the Lord said, come on home. Folks, she finished the race. We've got to do the same. Amen. And then hear the Lord say, welcome in, my child. Folks, we have no comprehension of the things God has prepared for us. Those that love him and will finish the race and not quit. It's an honor to be here tonight with Dr. Sabrina Sessions, Miracle Internet Church. Dr. Sabrina, you want to open us up in prayer?
As a matter of fact, I'd love to. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for this opportunity to bring the gospel across the airways all over the world in Jesus' name. And from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all of his underlings. We close the portals in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We close and seal every open door. We bind all witchcraft and technology attacks and every retaliation of the enemy. We bind the prince of the power of the air in the name of Jesus. We cover all of our listeners, Father, and all of the broadcasters with the blood of Jesus. Surround us with the wall of fire, the warring, linking angels, and the praising angels. We bind every spirit that would attempt to attack, hinder, or thwart this worship service in Jesus' name. We bind the principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, all confusion, and all rebellion in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for what you will do, Father. We know, Lord, that the time is drawing near where you will call us all home, Lord. But until that time, we are standing in the gap for those, Lord, who need to come into the kingdom. And we lift up to you the unsaved, Father, all those who have yet to hear the name of Jesus and know that it's not a curse word. No, it's the name of our God. and to know, Lord, what salvation entails, what's really involved in salvation, receiving the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving the Spirit of God, the truth of God, the Word of God, and living our lives thereby. Father, we thank you for every opportunity to bring the gospel to those who need to know and to give them an opportunity to make the right choice, Father, because hell is not a place for humans, rather it's for demons. So we thank you, Father, for this opportunity. We lift up Brother Shannon and his family and his ministry to you, Father. We lift up to you our ministry, Miracle Outreach Ministries here in Jacksonville and Miracle Internet Church that's on blogtalkradio.com. We give you praise, Lord. We worship you. And we thank you, Lord, for an open heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know,
how you been doing?
I say amen to that. Doc Sabrina, we're doing pretty good over here. Praise the Lord. Since I talked to you last time, I recovered from a wound that I had sustained. And I'm healed up. Granddad is alive and doing better. He was in the hospital. He's out. And we're just happy to still be here and be, you know, ready whatever the Lord would have us to do. You know, we're just reporting for duty every day, folks. Praise the Lord if you woke up this morning. We still have an opportunity to do something for Jesus. Sabrina, how is Alex and Catherine and the family doing?
Oh, they're doing just fine. We're all doing fine here. But we still thank you for all the prayers that we received during that time. And afterward, it was really an encouragement and a support and a strength to us. And we want to thank everyone for their condolences, for their prayers, for their thoughts, for their supports, because the Lord used them to bless us. And we bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ.
You know, we sure do miss Dr. Pat Holliday. And you know what, folks? She was a warrior. It was an honor to work with Dr. Pat. But you know what? I'm not talking about her in past tense. She's alive and well. She's with Jesus. You know, this is the good news tonight, folks. If you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you step out of this body and you go into the immediate presence of the Lord. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And folks, Jesus is coming back. If you believe that the Word of God is true and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and you invite Him into your heart, you're going to live forever with Him. He's coming back. You know, I look at it, Dr. Sabrina, as when I used to work with the military, as a civilian alongside active duty military, we would send people on assignments all around the world. One of my jobs was to help get them their RFO, which is the document they needed to get their permanent orders. And we would send people on these short tours. They might go to Korea or go to Turkey, you know, 12 months, short tour, or could be a long tour, 36 months. And you know what? They'd go away from family. They'd be gone for a while many times on some of these unaccompanied tours. And I kind of feel that way. We've lost Dr. Pat Holliday recently. Back over Christmas, a couple more friends went home to be with Jesus. My great uncle, Wayne, was promoted about 2 weeks ago. We've been losing a lot of people. But you know what? I'm going to see him again. You're going to see him again, folks, because they're with Jesus. He's coming back, and he's bringing the saints with him. And those of us that are alive and remaining, we're caught up to meet those that have already went home to be with the Lord. And Jesus is coming back and set up his kingdom. So I kind of look at them as those, they've been put on assignment. I miss my grandmother every day, who was on the program just one time, Dr. Sabrina, and she went home to be with the Lord in 2011. And an awesome general like Dr. Pat, and I miss them. But I also realize they're alive and well. They're with Jesus. They're happy. God's using them in preparation for his return. And we're going to see him again, folks. That's the good news. That's why you want to know Jesus tonight, because you'll see your friends and family again who died in the Lord. And should the Lord tarry and my time comes up, you know what I mean? I want to finish that race and then go to be with the Lord. So we don't ever die if we know Christ. The spirit's going to live forever, the soul, with the Lord. We're going to come back and rule and reign. So that's the good news tonight. That's how I'm able to make it, Dr. Sabrina.
Amen. I know what you mean. You know, we have to look at it this way, that the part that they were supposed to do on the earth, they've completed that to the Lord's satisfaction.
Yes.
And they've gone home. But, you know, we have to pick up where they left off and take our part and do that we've been called to do, so that people have an opportunity to come out of this wicked world and into the kingdom of the Lord. You know, God has a wonderful kingdom. He blesses us. He protects us. He keeps us. He teaches us. He shows us. He directs us. He takes us every single step of the way through this life. However, we have to come into agreement with Him. And so this is an opportunity for people who may have backslidden, what we Christians refer to as backsliding, when you fall away from the Lord, when you cease to maintain your stand, when you go back into a world and a lifestyle that you knew before. But you know something? There is an opportunity to be restored to Jesus Christ. And this broadcast has always been one that's offered an opportunity to persons that have fallen away or have taken up another doctrine other than the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, to come back to the Lord, to their first love, and to be restored to their faith. And before we leave tonight, we're going to pray for you. And if you're one of those persons that have gone away from the Lord, you'll have an opportunity to come back to Him tonight and to receive Him and to have your sins washed away, that you might be restored. And should you leave this earth soon, that you know you would go into the presence of the Lord, as our brother Shannon has mentioned. You know, there are persons and there are times when situations has come to try their faith, and they fail to realize that they must hold on regardless. They cannot afford unbelief or doubt or fear, because the devil uses those as opportunities to pry us open and fill us with demons. And that's not what the Lord has called us to be. He's called us to be clean. He's called us to be holy. He's called us to be pure. And so we are going to give you that opportunity, and we're going to offer yet another opportunity before we get off the air tonight. But tonight we want to talk about the Holy Spirit. And we want to talk about some very important aspects of the Holy Spirit. You know, we have a regular broadcast on blogtalkradio.com on Wednesday nights and Friday nights at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And for the past 21 messages, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit and who He really is. Because, you know, it's important for us to know. We can't continue to be the church that thinks the Holy Spirit is just the wind. He's not. He is the third person of the Godhead. And He doesn't just fly around on a cloud. He is with the believer and in the believer, and He's for the believers only, because the Word declares that the world cannot perceive Him nor know Him. Why? Because they have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. You see, the Holy Spirit is only for believers. He is not for the masses. He's not for the crowd. What He does with them is He convicts them of sin, of righteousness and judgment and the world to come, to give them the opportunity to turn around, make a new decision, a better choice, and choose Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. However, many do and some don't. So, you see, the Holy Spirit is here to work with the believer, to infill the believer, and to make the believer what they've always supposed to be, like Jesus Christ. So, we're going to begin our teaching tonight in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16 and verse 17. It reads, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In My name they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues." Now, you see, there are many people that are attached to groups or denominations or mindsets or have heard teachings that says that the tongues have gone away, they're for another time. But that's not the truth. You see, they're gifts. That's a gift. It's a gift that comes with the Holy Spirit when He comes to indwell the believer. And what happened in the book of Acts, there are three separate occasions where it's specifically listed in the book of Acts, and we may have opportunity to look at them tonight. However, you see, there are persons who don't want to be speaking in tongues. They don't want to speak in tongues. They heard someone say something negative, or they think it's strange or unusual or unsophisticated, and so they just don't want to participate. And for those persons, we are also here tonight that they might have an opportunity to come into knowledge and into truth concerning this. You see, it's important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus was standing outside of the tomb calling Lazarus out. Well, who did you think was inside the tomb getting Lazarus up? It was God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was a part of the creation. He moved on the waters. He moved across the earth. The Holy Spirit is listed all throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. And he's important in the life of the modern day believer. He is the power that gives us the opportunity and the ability to take authority, dominion, and power over demons. They are our enemies and not our friends. And so, I know there are some of you who don't believe in demons, but you should really turn on the news and you find out I'm telling the truth. They're everywhere. But you don't want them inside of you. That's just not the place for them. Because our bodies are the temples of the Holy Ghost. And we are not a tomb for devils. Devils are not supposed to be in the believers, which is why Jesus said that we would cast them out. You see, they hinder your Christian walk. They cause you to sin. And they do many other evil things. They afflict your body. They afflict your mind. They afflict everything about you. And they keep you from doing and running the race that Jesus has for you. So the Lord knew what we would need to make it on this side, to run the race to completion. And one of those things is that we should speak with new tongues, you see. So in the book of Acts, in chapter 10, in verse 46, there's a portion that talks about some believers that received the Holy Spirit. And they received the gift of the Holy Spirit of talking or speaking in new tongues, you see. You say, well, why do you want to talk about this? Well, there are so many believers who still don't realize that it's for them. They think it's for everyone else. It's for those strange Pentecostal people that shake around and do this and do that. No, it's for business people. It's for lawyers. It's for doctors. It's for pharmacists and dentists. It's for politicians. It's for anybody. This is a whosoever will faith that we have here. It's for anybody who chooses to follow the Lord and wants to go all the way. Because you see, our God is not a respecter of persons. But in every nation, those that fear him and work righteousness are accepted by him. So, as this account goes, that Peter had been sent to talk to some people, and they were interested in God. They were interested. They were in Cornelius's house, and they sought the Lord, and they had an angelic visitation, and the end result was that Peter came to their house. See, they were Gentiles, and according to the Jewish faith at that time, they were not supposed to associate with the Gentiles. However, God, after Jesus Christ died on the cross and was risen, he gave them yet a new commandment, that they're supposed to go about doing good just as Jesus did with the Holy Ghost and his power. And that they were opened up to the Gentile nations. That would be like you and I. So, in verse 44, we find that Peter, in Acts chapter 10, and verse 44, we find that Peter was talking to these people, and he was ministering to them, and he was telling them that about Jesus Christ, who had died and was risen on the third day. And as it begins, he said, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, came on them which heard the word, which heard the gospel being preached, you see. And they that were of the circumcision, which would be the Jewish people at that time, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter. Why? Because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Now, There. That's really all you need. However, we'll go a little further because many people are not convinced that that's something they ought to do. I know I have some persons in my acquaintance who just shy away from it. They run away from it. And I believe that it's ignorance on our part. Sometimes people have heard teaching that is in error and it's incorrect. However, God is very persistent. And he wants us to be partakers of his spirit and all of the gifts that come with his spirit. Amen. There's also an account in Acts chapter 19 and verse 6, and we will allow you to read that on your own, that particular account. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, it says, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. That's what's supposed to happen, believers. That's what's supposed to happen. On the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, verses 3 through 4, and it reads thusly, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. All right? So, what does that mean for me today, you say? I'm not back then, I'm here now. It means that you are to come to the Lord and you're to seek him for the same account, for the same situation, for the same experience that the early believers had. You see, that command to speak in tongues and cast out devils was not just for the early church, it's for all of us all the way to the end. In Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 27, it says, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Yes, that's what God wants us to do. And Jesus says he knows that we love him because we keep his commandments. Well, if we're going to keep his commandments, then we must surely speak with new tongues. That's part of his command. And we don't have the kind of faith where we have a cafeteria plan. You pick the ones you like and you pick the scriptures you don't like. This is where you receive every scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Why? Because it's the word of truth. It's brought by the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit. In John 14, verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither does it know him. But you know him, because he dwells in you and shall be in you. That's what it says about the Holy Spirit, you see. He's supposed to indwell believers. Believers are supposed to receive him. Believers are supposed to be prompted to witness by him. Believers are supposed to be taught by him, led by him, and touched by him, even revived by him. He quickens even our mortal flesh, those of you that feel tired and sleepy. And in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, it reads, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. In the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit, dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, that's the Holy Spirit, he is none of his. So we know that upon salvation, when you ask Jesus Christ to come live in your heart and be your personal Savior, when you receive his sacrifice on Calvary, his blood being shed so that your sins can be washed away, that's when the Holy Spirit comes in and he connects you to the Godhead. He connects you to Jesus Christ. He connects you to God the Father. He connects you to himself. He connects you to other believers, other Christians in the body of Christ. You get connected. You get brought in. It's called the Spirit of Adoption, where you are adopted and brought back because you had once belonged to the devil, and now you belong to Jesus. In Romans 8:16, It says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. The Spirit of his Son, that's the Holy Spirit. And so he causes us to acknowledge God as our Father. And he wants us to be filled with his Spirit, not another spirit. Not the spirit of the world, not the spirit of the age, not the Kundalini spirit, which is the imitator and counterfeit of God the Holy Spirit. It's a spirit of religion. It's a demonic spirit, and it will shut down your communication with God. And so that's not the spirit we want to have. So since we know that, let's act on it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over the spirit of Kundalini, and we bind it in everyone who has it in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut off its connection to the physical body in Jesus' name. We sever its connection to the soul. We sever its connection to the spirit. We cut through its coils with the sword of the spirit. We cut through its head in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say to that spirit, you are bound according to Matthew 18:18. We command you to go into the spiritual cage and be sent to the feet of Jesus to be judged before time. Now, everybody that wants to get rid of that spirit, take a deep breath and cough from your belly, and that spirit will come out of you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are not in the flesh. You are not living for self. But you're living in the Spirit of God. You're walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Because the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, dwells in you and has made your spirit alive to God. So now, you belong to God, and your body, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, is the temple of God. And the Spirit of God, God the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Ghost, dwells in you. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27, but the anointing which you have received, that anointing abides in you. It abides in you. The Holy Spirit abides in you, and he will teach you what is truth and is no lie, because you abide in him. Amen? So, we know that every Christian, regardless of denomination, regardless of teaching, regardless of personal opinion, has to come to the place when they come to reckon with the Word of God and the commands of God. And in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11, it reads, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, speaking of John the Baptist. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. That would be Jesus Christ. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, with the very fire of God. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So that means this is not a water baptism. With water baptism, you come to Jesus Christ, you repent of your sins, he comes to live in your heart and be your personal Savior and Lord, and this is your outward demonstration that that has indeed happened in your life, that you have turned from darkness to his marvelous light. You've come out of Satan's kingdom and entered the kingdom of God's dear Son. This is a separate event. This is an additional, or as some people say, a second event. And Jesus told the apostles, told the disciples to tarry in Jerusalem and not leave until they had received the promise of the Father. Well, who was the promise? The Holy Spirit, God the Holy Ghost. And he baptizes the believer with the Holy Ghost and fire. And in Luke chapter 11 and verse 13, it reads, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. You see, we must ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit. We must seek his face. And we must say, Father, the Bible says that this is a promise you've given to all your children, to all of your believers. And you said, whatever I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would do it. So I'm coming to come into compliance with the scriptures. The scripture that said in Mark 16:17 that I would speak in tongues, because there's no way for me to do it without the Holy Spirit being in my life, being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And one of the gifts that he brings is speaking in tongues. So I must comply with your word, Father, because I love you and I seek to please you. And so that's what I want to do. So we have to ask for it. And behold, it says in Luke 24:49, I send the promise of my Father unto you. This was Jesus speaking. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. The Holy Spirit, the power of God from on high. So, no, you don't have to go to Jerusalem. I've been 4 times, but you don't have to go. You can sit right in your house, wherever you are, in your car. You can be at the grocery store. You can be at the post office. You can be at the bank. You can be anywhere, because the Holy Spirit is now here in the earth realm. Jesus Christ went back to his Father, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And so now the Holy Spirit is here in the earth to help the believer, to take us all the way through to the end, just like Pastor Pat and many others went on ahead. In John chapter 7 and verse 39, it says, but this spake he of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. There it is, right there. All the people that believe on Jesus Christ and received him are supposed to receive the Holy Spirit. That's it, right there. But this he spake of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, which they that believe on him should receive. So, they that believe on him should receive. Then, we should do what God said to do. And in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, the promise is here. But ye shall receive power. You can't walk around here with the opposition of Satan and all of his minions of devils with no power. That just doesn't work. Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Ghost. He walked in power and anointing. And so are we supposed to do so. Therefore, we shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the power of God has come upon us. And that's how we get to be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth, wherever you happen to be. Whether you're in Jacksonville, or you're in Indonesia, or you're in Canada, or you're in Tanzania, or you're in Ghana, or wherever you happen to be, this is how you become the witness that God wants to use in the earth. You see, saints, it's time for us to go out after this harvest. This is the end time harvest time, and the Lord is ready to bring millions and millions of people into the kingdom of God. Time is drawing nigh, and we have to be about our Father's business. We have to be doing the things that God would have us to do and becoming prepared so that we will know the Word and know our God and do exploits. The Bible says those that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. What are exploits? Exploits are mighty, bold, and courageous deeds that we do based on the Holy Scripture, through the power of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to bring glory and honor to our Savior and Lord and to his Holy Father. You see, in order to receive the Holy Spirit, there are some conditions. It's only for believers. We've talked about that. There must be the repentance from sin and the turning to Jesus Christ. You see, repentance is not, I'm sorry, Lord. No, that's not quite it. You may be sorry and you may be remorseful, but there is a remorse and a sorrow that does not lead us to true godly repentance. Godly repentance is turning inwardly. Not just, okay, I'm sorry I got caught. No, that's not the one. It's an inward turning where we turn our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, our behavior in the direction of Jesus Christ. And we take hold of the Word of God and the Spirit of God that we might live a life that glorifies our Heavenly Father. That's true repentance. Anything short, you need to go back. And if you're not sure what to do, well, in the book of Psalms, there's a whole psalm that will help you go in the right direction. It's Psalm 51. And if you pray that psalm, I didn't say just read, I said pray that psalm, it will lead you just where you need to be. Amen? And I highly recommend it to everyone. In fact, I use it myself. You see, the Holy Spirit empowers us for service. The Holy Spirit empowers us for service. And it doesn't matter whether you're young or you're old, because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit shall after, and it shall come to pass afterward, that I will pour out my Spirit, from Zechariah 12:10, upon all flesh, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams, and young men shall see visions. Jesus Christ is the giver of the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 3 and 11, I indeed baptize you with water, just as we read. But Jesus comes to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. It's bestowed in answer to prayer. And we covered that. And we were called to wait on the Lord to receive. You don't have to wait long now. You can wait a short time or a long time. That's pretty much up to you and your cooperation with the Spirit of God. So we've covered that you have to be a believer. You must repent from sin. You have to have salvation. And you have to ask for it. And we're going to go to another scripture. And you have to have a desire. A desire to be filled with God, to serve God, and to surrender to God. We're going to the Gospel of John, chapter 7. I'm turning there with you. We're going to John, chapter 7, and we're going to begin. Okay, we're going to start at verse 33. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. He's going back to the Father. Ye shall seek me and shall not find me. And where I am, you can't come. Then said the Jews among themselves, whither will he go that we shall not find him? Will he go into the dispersed among the Gentiles? And it goes on to say in verse 36, what manner of saying is this? So, Jesus, on the last day, that great day of the feast that he was attending, he stood up and said to the people, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture says, hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39, but this spake he of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, the Holy Ghost. That's what he says. You have to thirst and desire to be filled with the Spirit of God. You have to surrender and yield to God the Holy Spirit. You have to allow him to use your body and bring forth the utterance that comes forth when he releases the gift of speaking in tongues in you. You have to open your mouth. You have to let your jaws relax. You have to shut off your little carnal thinking in your mind, because it doesn't come out of your mind. It's not something you learned before. It's not something you heard before. It's unique. It's yours. And when he releases it in you, you allow him to bring forth the utterance. Out of your belly, it says, shall flow rivers of living water. Living water, not dead, stale, contaminated, but living. And he was talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings the utterance and brings it up right out of you, if you so allow, if you ask. And he says in Luke chapter 11, we're going there. You know, saints, this is a very simple thing, but some people make it a little more difficult than it should be because they haven't been taught properly. So if you happen to be someone that's leading someone in this, be patient with them. They have hindrances, and sometimes the hindrances need to be removed. Amen? And Luke chapter 11 and verse 13, it reads thusly. We talked about this. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? The Holy Spirit is the good gift from your heavenly Father. He's the third person of the Godhead, of the Trinity. And he's God. He's God, the Holy Spirit. He's not just some spirit hanging around in the air. He is God. He is Almighty God. And so you say, well, maybe I'll think about that. Well, that's a good thing to think about. Let's go over to John 14 and verse 14. Let's go there. See what God has to say to us there. And he says that if we will ask anything, I'll start at 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Well, what happens when he goes to his Father? And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Really? If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And he goes on to say, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. What's the commandment? And I'll pray to my Father that he give you another comforter that shall abide with you, even the Spirit of truth. That's the Holy Spirit. There he is, right there. He says in verse 23, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And he says, in that day you shall know, in verse 20, that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Now, there you have it. That's it. It's very simple. Very simple. The Holy Spirit comes. He can reprove and convicts men of their sins. If we're not born of the Spirit, we can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Holy Spirit quickens us and gives us life. And we are renewed by the Holy Spirit. He seals us. He gives us approval. And the Holy Spirit bears witness with us that we're the children of God. He abides in us and with us. But we are the ones that must seek the Lord to receive the gifts of the Spirit that the Holy Spirit brings. He brings gifts, and he wants to use those gifts to bless others and to edify us. And he's not a false gift. He's a wonderful gift. We just read it. The gift from God. Amen. And so, the purpose of the Holy Spirit baptism, as we've already said, is for us to receive power. Power to be witnesses. And the Lord anoints us with his Spirit to preach the gospel and to break bondages off the lives of others. He's the Spirit of truth. He testifies of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit fills us with power to speak the word of God with boldness. So, you say, what should I do now? Well, first of all, you should say, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. And I come to you asking for your forgiveness for all of my sins, even the sins of all of my ancestors. I turn away from all of my sins, all the wrong things I've ever thought, believed, done, or said. And I ask you to wash my sins away with your holy blood that you shed on the cross for me. When they crucified you, your blood ran down. And I'm told and I understand that it's your blood that washes my sins away. I ask you to forgive me of every sin and to come live in my heart and be my personal Savior and Lord. I want nothing to do with the power of the devil. I only want the power of God that comes through Jesus Christ. And so I ask you to receive me into your kingdom, and when I die, I ask you to bring me to heaven. Now, if you prayed that prayer in all earnestness and all truthfulness, the Lord receives you, and the angels in heaven are rejoicing, and we rejoice right here on earth. Amen? Amen. Now, Father, whomever prayed that prayer with us, we all as the body of Christ come into agreement with their prayer. And we thank you, Father, for that person that has received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And Lord, they've heard us talk about this second experience where the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, truly God Himself, comes to live in the believer and bring gifts and give us power and use us to bring other people to Jesus Christ. And He gives us a prayer language, the gift of speaking in tongues, so that we can pray to the Lord in a heavenly language, bypassing our normal thought life, coming directly from the Holy Spirit through our spirits straight into the heavenlies, a sweet-smelling savor unto our God. So, for those of you who desire, this is your opportunity to receive. And this is, if you believe this, you can come into agreement by saying amen at this prayer. Lord Jesus, the Bible says, and we've been taught tonight, that you are the baptizer of the Holy Spirit and holy fire. And I'm asking to receive the same thing, the same spirit, the same fire that the disciples received on the day of Pentecost in the upper room. And we read that passage where the Holy Spirit came in them and came on them and appeared as cloven tongues of fire. We even read about what happened at Cornelius's house. And the Bible says you are no respecter of persons and that you will do it to me as well. I can receive as well. And I come to receive. I humble myself before you. I put away ignorance. I put away pride. I put away unbelief. And if I have ever been taught that there's anything wrong with speaking in tongues, I denounce and renounce that teaching as error and sin. It's not the truth. I've been given the truth tonight through the Word of God. I ask you to baptize me, Lord Jesus, with your precious Holy Spirit, just as you did in the book of Acts. Fill me to overflowing with the Holy Spirit and with your holy fire. I want nothing to do with any spirit that is against Jesus Christ. And I want nothing to do with any spirit that would bring me into bondage. I reject all false teaching, but I receive your dear spirit. I thank you for touching me now and filling me now. So, Father, now if you believe that, if that's your prayer, say amen, and the Lord will touch you right now. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the believers in Jesus Christ, we are already in the kingdom of God. We say to these people, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive the Spirit of grace. Take a deep breath. Allow Him to fill you completely. And then open your mouth, and whatever comes out, just let it come out. Not your natural language, not your human reasoning, not your thoughts, just the Spirit of grace coming through, the Holy Spirit giving you utterance, and you'll begin to speak in a language that you've not spoken to before, and you'll use it to pray to the Lord. Ragi si te rebaru, re le re re a si pe ba 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 ra, ki she re 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 andre mani si ti re re yo so, ra de re re a kai, erre si le re re yo san re mani sha ku ro ho, re ke si te re mani sha ki a te re mani re re a sa. See, it's simple. You may not sound like me, and you shouldn't expect to, but you should be able to release yourself and yield and open up to the Holy Spirit that He can bring forth the gift of tongues through you. You've been wanting it all this time, and you've been wondering how all these people got it. Well, this is it. It's very simple. You don't have to foam at the mouth. You don't have to say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You don't have to do all that. You can just ask the Father. You can ask the Lord Jesus to baptize you. You can go through that prayer and you'll receive. See? See how simple it is? How beautiful, how wonderful, how powerful, how great. And now you're in compliance with that scripture that says, and you shall speak with new tongues. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now that you've received that precious gift, don't sit it on a shelf. No, every day, pray in your new prayer language. Take a deep breath and release your prayer language, a beautiful prayer language. You know, when I started, I sounded like a little bird chirping. I didn't sound the way I do now. That was many decades ago. But you know, God touched me, and the more I would pray in tongues, the more developed my prayer language became. Yes, that's what happened. I sounded like a little bird chirping. But that's okay. You got what the Lord brought to you, and as you continue to grow in faith and with the Lord, your language will change and develop and mature, just like with normal babies. They start off with a little bit of language, and then they mature. Now, I must say that I started speaking in English at 6 months, but I started off with words. I didn't do anything else. I just started off with whole phrases and sentences. I just started talking. But anyway, you will mature, and the gift will grow right along with you. Right along with you. And you'll find out that there will be times when you don't know what to pray, and your prayer language will be there for you. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will pray through you, and He will pray the will of God for your life or whatever you're interceding or praying about. So we want everyone to have that opportunity that is a believer in Jesus Christ. Everyone should have that opportunity, and everyone should enjoy the gift that God gives. It's a perfect and good gift, and we praise Him for it. Amen. You'll find out that your Christian life expands, and that you grow deeper with the Lord, and that you've come to love times of refreshing with Him, times of drinking in His Spirit, times of seeking His face, times of growing in the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Omega Man.
Praise the Lord. Folks, welcome. It's an honor to be here with Pastor Sabrina Sessions. I want to say shouts out to Alex and Catherine. Thank you, Alex, for helping us set up tonight. And hello to everybody there at Miracle Internet Church, Miracle Outreach Church in Jacksonville. Dr. Sabrina, I want you to tell people about the church and also the internet radio program that may be tuning in for the first time.
All right. Well, Brother Bill sends his hello to you and yes, to your lovely family and to everyone that's listening. He's here with me tonight.
Hello, Bill.
Amen. Miracle Internet Church. Well, Miracle Outreach Ministries is a large, expansive ministry. We have a local church here in Jacksonville, Florida, that meets every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. Oh, I'm sorry. 12 noon for the prayer meeting and 12:30 the service starts. And we meet at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel at 8520 Bay Meadows Road in Jacksonville, Florida, right between Interstate 95 and Phillips Highway behind the Waffle House. And we're on the first floor, and we welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we have an internet ministry, Miracle Internet Church. And our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. We meet on the internet via Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. We have an archive and library of over 8.5 years, close to 9, of messages with deliverance and prayer, intercession and teaching, miracles, signs, and wonders at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Pat Holliday. Also on Amazon.com in the Kindle, K-I-N-D-L-E, store, we have over 146 Kindle ebooks written by Dr. Pat Holliday. And we encourage everyone to read them because they have information that you probably aren't going to find anywhere else. And the Lord will train you and develop you if you wish to be, if the Lord's called you to be a deliverance minister, surely you should read and study those books along with the King James Version of the Bible so that the Lord can train you by His Spirit through His Word. Amen. And from occasion to occasion, we are here with Omega Man, and we enjoy our time with you, and we look forward to it every time. Amen.
I'm excited to be working with Miracle Internet Church for many years now. And, you know, Dr. Pat was a prolific writer, 146 books. Folks, you've got to build your deliverance library. Get over there. Check out the Amazon store. And if you're in Jacksonville, come on out and be part of the church. And, of course, Wednesdays and Friday nights right on Blog Talk Radio. Dr. Sabrina, if someone would like to support Miracle Internet Church and Radio, how can they do that?
Well, at www.miracleinternetchurch.com, we have a PayPal site where they may send, they may make their contributions, donations, as the Lord leads. And if they would prefer to use the postal service, the address would be Miracle Outreach Ministries, 9252 San Jose Boulevard. That's S-A-N, next word, J-O-S-E, Boulevard, number 2804, Jacksonville, Florida, 32257 USA. That's how they may bless us.
Let me say to the people tuning in out there, support Miracle Internet Church. They're doing a great work for Jesus. And, you know, being able to have a church location you come to on Sundays does not come without cost. To do internet radio shows is not free. I want to encourage you to support this work. And you can give right there on the website or through that mailing address. And I know God will bless you. For the archive tonight, Dr. Sabrina, what would you like to title your sermon?
Well, you know, Omega Man, we always have to discuss that. You know, I do. We always have to talk about it. Because neither Dr. Pat nor I ever have come up with a title before the service.
How about Receive Ye the Holy Ghost?
I like that one. It's great.
Okay. Praise the Lord. There we go. To Alex, Catherine, Bill. I remember meeting Bill at the Danae's with Dr. Pat many years ago.
Yes.
Thank you for the work you're doing, and invite y'all whenever you're ready to preach. The microphone is yours. Dr. Sabrina, also want to tell you in Miracle Internet Church that I'm up to speed now to do a magazine one time per month.
Congratulations.
God willing, I have articles, and we'll be doing September issue coming out maybe in 4 or 5 days. And then I'm going to go ahead and start working on issue 10, which will be for October. Any articles you've got, short or long, or any advertisements, anything you want to promote, send my way in a Word document, and we'd love to have whatever you want to send. Anytime, the offer is open. No pressure, but whatever you got. It could be a short column. It could be an article. We do need an ad for the church, by the way, and for the radio show. If y'all can make me something up in Word, simple, I've got someone that can take it from there and spruce it up. But something to advertise the program on Wednesday and Friday and also the church there in Jacksonville.
All right. Well, we will certainly do that, and thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure to be with you every time we are together, and certainly to do some intercessory prayer. I'm looking forward to it as the election begins to go forth and the campaigns heat up even further.
Yes.
Us doing some intercession concerning that matter.
Now, I'm just looking at the schedule, and you know what? I think we've already got you booked. This is great. I'm going to see you on September 11th and 25th. Does that still work for you?
That's fine.
Okay, we're going to see you at 10. And, again, I want to thank you all for coming on and encourage everybody that's due out here to check out Miracle Internet Church and Radio. Be a part of it. Dr. Sabrina, are you all putting any of your shows up on YouTube yet that you're doing on Blog Talk?
Yes, they are up there. There are, I think almost all of our shows are on YouTube. They're on Supernatural Christian. Is it Supernatural Channel or Supernatural? It's Supernatural. What was it? Supernatural Channel or Supernatural Christianity?
I think that's
remember.
Right. We'll find the link, and that's good news. And for folks, you can tune in not only then on Blog Talk Radio, which is very easy to find, but you look them up on YouTube as well. Okay, that's fantastic. An honor to work with you all. We keep the faith. Amen. Jesus coming back. We work till he comes back or takes us home. Amen.
Amen.
Love you all. And we'll see you back again soon. Thank you for coming on tonight.
All right. Tell your beautiful family we love them and God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Folks, that was Pastor Sabrina Sessions of Miracle Internet Church. They're continuing to carry the torch for Jesus. Now, let me save this program. And we're going to go next to Pastor Dan.